This is the base sauce. Now, this is a hot pepper sauce, but it's rather generic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hold on. We got another mic. Which one is that, Rob?
It's number five.
Number five? Okay, here we go.
Boring song. That's one bottle.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Okay, this is another bottle of the generic sauce.
This will equate to about a half gallon of regular sauce.
Now, how hot is this generic sauce that you're using, Joe?
It's pretty spicy, but,
okay.
I mean...
Yours kicks it up a lot.
It's what I call girly sauce.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like... Reminds me, I want to say hi to Dave Howard, who was in the bathroom today at the same time I was.
Dave Howard.
Oh, man. Look at that. Oh, and I can smell that stuff now.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Yeah, we're going to have great balls of fire today.
Now we're going to take my special brew and just liberally put it in there. And
I want to tell you something. That smells goddamn nasty. I'm all the way over here in the control part of this studio. But, man, woo!
Hey, Joe?
I mean,
in your experience with these little balls, what would you guesstimate would be a good time, a good manly time someone could actually... keep one of these balls in that area.
I don't know.
Make a guess, Joe.
I'll guess.
Maybe 15 minutes.
You think that long?
Really, that long?
I don't think
that.
Based on the smell, I don't think. Buzz, what do you think?
Well, I think that it's going to last a lot longer than 15 minutes because some of the sauce, I would think, would get on you. I tried a little of it before the show, and I have to say...
I'm getting it right now.
I really...
nose.
I don't mind the burning.
So. Oh, that's right. We bet Buzz. Remember that one time we had Buzz eat the...
what the hell did you eat?
The wasabi.
Wasabi,
yeah. Right.
Yes, we had him eat an entire big chunk of it.
Bless you. Ah, that's pepper powder.
You shake my nerves.
Wow.
And you rattle my brain.
Somehow the balls are getting smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shrinkage, Rob.
They're soaking up all the juice. This stuff will make them shrink. It's all in there now. The marinade is complete.
You're not done, Joe?
They do get smaller because I'm mushing them down. What I'll do is I'll lift them back up. I'll lift the balls back up, and they will swell to proportionate size.
Would it be a shame if we put some of that?
Would I swell to G. Gordon Libby size?
Should we sprinkle powder in there?
Watch for splatter.
You're going to sneeze again?
That's why I brought it.
Mike?
Dish.
God bless you.
God.
Man, you got the vis germs everywhere now.
Oh, it's not really a germ thing. It's just it's like when you're cutting...
I'm saying that your germs are now everywhere because you've had those big...
Yeah, I know.
You had maybe about 18 crystals of all. I mean, just a fingertip.
His germs were killed by the hot sauce.
So this is a contest. You're not doing this for... You're not doing that to be funny.
It's in my nose, man.
Yeah, no, those are real sneezes.
God, get it out of here. Jesus, Joe. Oh, that's nasty.
We got to get the sound of it being all brewed up. All. Get Joe in there. Toil. What's that thing? Bubble and boil. Toil and trouble and toil. Or
bubble, toil and trouble.
That's it.
Cauldron burn and something bubble.
Oh, they're fine.
How's it going,
totally
Joe?
Soaked.
They're marinated.
Okay, why is it smoking?
It's boy, that's hot. That's hot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Wow.
So the question is, will anybody show up?
For $1,000 on a trip to Vegas?
Trip
to Vegas with a grand? You bet they will.
I think they will.
It is our Cinco de Mayo tribute. Rob's got it too.
Speaks up, buddy.
Man, oh man, it does. Doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, it does, Mike.
Good stuff.
You know, I don't know what it says about me. I smell it as bad as you guys. I'm not sniffing yet.
Well, I'm not
having any kind of reaction to it.
You're not having physical contact.
I mean, bring it over. Let me try it. See if I sneeze. Because I got the vish allergies anyway. I'm sneezing all the time.
Bring that glove
anyway.
Over to Don. Let him smell that glove.
Just smell the glove.
Smell the glove.
Smell
Joe's glove.
Remember we used
that Spinal Tap?
Yeah, back before the FCC, that's the game we used to play for $1,000.
Smell the glove.
Smell the glove.
So you don't mean to, this is like a small amount of this
taste
pepper.
It. Like, so you know how hot it is.
Put it in my finger, then in my mouth? On my tongue?
Yeah, just on the tip of your tongue.
So you know it's quality.
And you'll understand the little delay, too.
Okay.
Here we go.
That much, Rob?
Yeah, it'd be good.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a minute.
And give it a second.
I mean, I feel it's hot.
Yeah. Should be increasing now.
What it is about? What is it about me?
Well, you're
what
super,
it is, you're
Superman.
Have another cigar.
I'll take some more of this.
Oh, man, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
Just had my face down in
it. Yeah, the fumes alone.
Face.
That's a lot.
That's a manly man portion.
Yeah,
that's
oh, my
that's
God.
That's a lot of pepper
that would kill
on
me.
My tongue.
That would kill me.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah. All
yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wait.
You have to wait.
I'm waiting now. I mean, it feels hot in my throat. It's not killer yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
I think
not
it
yet.
Will.
You think it will?
Perhaps.
Yeah, it took Mike and I a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Is these guys will put them in their pants, and it'll be okay for a few minutes. And
right.
then it'll get a little worse. And then,
they'll have the desire to run out. We have a bucket for them to dip themselves in or something like that.
You know what? The thing is they're going to not have any instant relief.
Yeah, or
I feel the burning. I feel the burning, but I'm not. Are you saying that I've lost my palate because I smoke cigars? How'd you do on that motorcycle test today? How'd you do on that, Evil? Evil Ka Omera. Evil Ka Omera.
See, nothing.
Mike Knievel? No, I swear to God, nothing. I don't know. Feel great. I'm not sneezing.
What's wrong with you? Let me try that. What's
that? What,
he eats locusts too, yeah. He's got a cast iron stomach.
I feel like Evil Dunevil.
Duh.
Evil Dunevil. All right, Buzz, you try it now. Same thing as
Buzz
I.
Buzz is going to try
it. Put some on your finger, Buzz, then put it on your tongue and see how hot you think it. And there's Mike's going to. You guys sneeze again? Yes.
Oh, man.
No, that wasn't me.
Buzz just, like, popped it into his mouth.
And he took more than Don did.
Oh, my God. How can you do that?
All right, Buzz. What's the verdict?
It's good.
Wow.
It's hot. It's spicy, but it's delicious. And it has a great flavor.
Now, I've not tried the powder yet. I'll try
okay,
the powder.
Okay, try the powder.
Yeah.
Try the powder.
All right, try the powder.
About like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Hold on.
Rob's waiting to see what the reaction would be.
It's coming up quick. Oh, you know what's nice? It's mostly in my throat now.
Is it
I
hot?
Feel like Peter Jennings.
So how do you think that'll feel in the pants?
It'll hurt their
warm.
It'll hurt their
daisy. Yeah, we need guys to show up for this.
They're going
to
want to rinse the area immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, we must have. Well, they can run down to the bathroom.
Not right? Mike show. Yes.
Sure. That bathroom's going to be lovely.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike available.
No, they is not available. Can I take a message for them?
Hey, Don, I was just going to ask if that's what Paul Abdul said. You can feel the heat in their throat. Is that Screaming Joe's homo sauce?
What size is that ass hat, sir?
Wow.
Hello? Oh, he's gone. He ejected. What, Joe?
Here's good news. I've just been in here about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And where the sauce got on my wrist is tingling.
Ah.
Tingling off.
Tingling. Mike's going to sneeze again, it looks like. Hello, Don Mike show. And meanwhile, Buzz, me and you, apparently immune to this.
Love the hot sauce.
Not sneezing.
So hard in my mouth right
now. It's tough.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you want to make it real interesting? Have somebody snort a line of that powder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, baby. Get her done.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Okay, jackass.
Thank you.
Johnny Knoxville.
I was just going to say Johnny Knoxville checking in.
His ass hat's a little big, but he'll grow into it.
You know, Johnny Knoxville looks outstanding in that Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Oh, really?
Have you seen the commercials with him?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that yet.
He really looks great.
Yeah, well, I think he might have a career as a movie guy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Oh, come on. What's going on here?
We are doing one of those kind of contests, you know, which kind of stirs them all up. They come up to the surface.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering if Joe is writing down the ingredients. According to Buzz, he might have a hit on his hands.
Yeah. It sounded like the maze.
He might have a hit on his hands.
A hit on his hands.
Can you imagine that hot sauce on Buzz's cereal?
Hello.
Maybe Joe can put that on his website.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You know what? I'd like to come down for this contest, but how can I explain this? You know that, like, JonBenet look on girls?
Do we know what?
What's he saying, this guy's saying he's shaved down there.
Well, yeah, my lady enjoys that. So.
That's gross.
You know, can I just say, unless, you know, you're like Fozzie the Bear?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, who's got a forest?
Well, I'm talking about,
I guess what I'm talking about is where you might actually place it. If you might place it by the Frank, or if you might place it by the beans.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all cleaned down there.
Yeah, but it's, see, and you know what's gross about that is that he had to tell us.
Yeah.
You
know, had to know.
And that's like the guys that call about their vasectomy.
Precisely, and it's the same underlying wrongness.
Hey, listen, I'm really sorry that I can't come down there, but I shaved myself and I had to tell everybody.
Buzz, you know that that's the plot of a porno movie you gave me once?
No, I didn't know that.
The guy
gets shaved?
Yeah. You know, Buzz buys me a variety of porno for my birthday, yeah. Christmas and stuff.
Well, the girl shaves the guy?
Yeah, generally speaking, I like most of what he has to offer.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I've seen that one. A lot of times I'll buy something that comes highly recommended or is perhaps an AVN award winner.
I know what it is.
Be careful on your hands there.
The name of the movie is The Masseuse.
Yeah. Ah, oh yeah. Yeah, that came very highly recommended.
Is it a good movie? Do you enjoy it?
If you can get past shaving.
Sponsored by Gillette.
Wow. Shaving cream.
The best of man.
Is it all? Do they do it all?
Yes. Oh. Yes. That's right, Mike. She has a ball. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Give me heebie-jeebies.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yes,
boy.
Hi. Howdy.
I know why you have this high tolerance for spicy salsas, Don.
Okay.
Your birth parents were Mexican.
His worst nightmare, sir.
You know, that reminds me that I don't know when we're going to get the results from those DNA things. But my wife and I did the swabs to find out about heritage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that. Remember
right,
that,
right.
I told you that DNA thing?
Yeah.
And I don't know how we did those, like CSI swabs. We did them a couple of weeks ago.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Yes, Chucky.
Here's a question for you. When are we going to get the results back on those DNA swabs that we sent in to find out what I really am since I'm adopted?
We're not finding out what you really are. We didn't do that one.
Oh, what did we do?
We did the complete medical one because since you're adopted, particularly you, we don't know your history.
Oh, now listen, that's no fair. You should have asked me my thought on that. I'd much rather know where I'm from, then, and what's wrong with me.
Well, sure, really.
Yeah, but I told you that it wouldn't be as fun as we thought it would be originally.
Yeah, but I know that they can't pinpoint it, but they can give you, like, an area of the world that they think you came from.
You would like that, though, wouldn't you? I mean, there are a couple of possibilities.
But that's not right.
Because right now I feel like we're on the